Hey, hey, party people!
What's up, world? Welcome to another episode of Save Siblings. I'm Charles.
I'm Chloe.
And we're siblings!
That's right, we're related.
Happy Sunday, or whatever day you're listening. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the Save Siblings fam. Save Siblings is a podcast hosted by your favorite, or soon-to-be favorite sibling duo. And Save Siblings is our way of extending support that entertains, enlightens, and encourages. So do not forget to subscribe, share the podcast with a friend, leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment, check out savesiblings.com for more content, and follow us on Instagram at Save Siblings. All right, let's get to the show. Today, we are going to be discussing the power of unplugging. One of the things that is so prevalent in today's society is being on a screen. Whether you're scrolling on Instagram, scrolling on Facebook, scrolling on Twitter, checking out tweets, scrolling
on
YouTube.
On your iPad, on your Surface, on your whatever.
Looking up whatever on the World Wide Web. There is so much distraction and so much time where human beings are being constantly just stimuli. That could be good. That is most likely
not good.
But it's not good in, like, figuring out your own identity and your own self and operating in the world as a functioning human, knowing how to interact with another human in a face-to-face interaction. So today we're talking about the power of unplugging, of creating boundaries in your own personal life from your screens so that you can stew in your own mind and journal and figure out who you are.
Kind of assess yourself.
Aside from what a screen is telling you is the norm or what you need to be, et cetera, et cetera.
So true.
And one of the biggest reasons why social media in today's day and age has posed such a problem is just because of how addicting they actually try to make it. Like the things implemented to actually make kids become addicted to it.
You want all the likes. You
the
want
dopamine
all the
release.
Views.
It's literally strategically structured to make people addicted.
It's science.
And it's scary because you've got kids that are like actually addicted.
Actually.
And don't know how to function as human beings.
Because they're so young.
Because their brains have been wired to be almost numb and socially just anti-social.
So true.
And more Instagram social. And what that means is fake social moments where you're getting a like, you're posting a comment, someone likes your comment. Oh no, you do a post and it didn't get as many likes as the other one. Is my self-worth now diminished because that post didn't
like my post? Do they not like me as a friend or as more than a friend? Just all this like...
Just crazy behavior.
Stuff.
That humans were not meant to do and have to deal with. So, in our original designs.
Yeah. So what we're talking about in when we say the power of unplugging is just taking some time to be away from those screens and even, like, journal. Actually figure out, like, how am I feeling right now? How am I feeling about life, about things that are happening in my life? I feel like we don't take any time to kind of think about ourselves. And I do the same thing. Like, I'm on social media all the time. I do videos. I'm on my stories. And I haven't really actually sat down and been like, how do you feel in months? Like, honestly. And I write lyrics and stuff, and I still haven't, like, sat down to be like, so how do you feel right now in this moment? Which I think is interesting.
And then from the other end of the spectrum, I'm not on social media, and I still haven't sat down and thought, well, how do I feel?
Mm-hmm.
So even if you get off it, you still have to intentionally make the time.
There's an action step.
To sit down with yourself with a piece of paper, blank piece of paper and a pen, and away from screens, and really be saturated in thought rather than saturated in distraction
so
and
true.
Busyness.
I think that's the problem. People are afraid to encounter themselves.
Yes.
And so they don't want to sit and think because they're like, oh my goodness, I don't actually want to know what's happening.
They just want I just want to be distracted.
Yeah. That is not, eventually you're going to boil over and it's going to be a real problem.
Something's going to erupt. Something is going to break there.
Like, there needs to be this, let me be proactive about my mental health, essentially.
Yes.
I feel like there's such a stigma about mental health, and we always think it's like schizophrenia and all of the kind of extremes. But really, in everyday, daily life, there is this almost mental health struggle that all of us need to overcome. Yes. And if you're not assessing that daily, weekly, monthly, that's what leads to the anger outbursts, the passive-aggressive behavior, the silent treatment. Yes. All of that is because your mental health is not at its peak performance and you're trying to do something to function when really you need to sit down with you and hash it out with yourself.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. The power of unplugging.
Yes.
Unplug yourself from the distractions of this society.
Exactly. And even if you want to physically do it, like, just take your charger out of the wall.
Yes.
That could be cathartic for some of you. My charger is always plugged into the wall.
Unplug the television. Unplug the router. See what happens when you do that. Unplug the router. Get that modem and break it.
Get that refresh. I can't. Some kids were just like, not the router.
Not the Wi-Fi.
Not the Wi-Fi connection. Like, our lives are being run by Wi-Fi, which is wild. Like, what?
Hashtag unplug. Hashtag save siblings.
Yes.
Hashtag week challenge. We're doing a challenge this week. The February 9th to February 16th is a social media cleanse challenge. Yes. Can you, if you have an iPhone, you can do this. You can set a time limit on all social media apps. You go into the settings, mm-hmm. you go into privacy, you go into screen time, and you literally limit the time, and it will do it on all, across all social media. Limit it to 5 minutes per day, and let's start.
That's intense. 5 minutes per day?
Or 10 minutes? You think that's a lot?
I feel like that's a little bit. You can only be on your
own. Oh, it is a little bit, but that's the point. We're cleansing.
Already, do you see me, guys? Already, I'm like, whoa, 5 minutes. I thought he was going to say, like, two hours.
Let's do 15 minutes for all you crazy people out there. We'll change it to 15 minutes.
Okay.
15 minutes of screen time on social media, and that is it. We're doing a 7-day challenge.
Wow.
I believe in this generation. Yes. We are raising up a generation that can handle the importance of getting back to the transformational strength of sitting in our own thoughts of solitude and of figuring out who we are without constant busyness. It's time to dream again. It's time to vision. Mm. It's time to write down who you want to be and whose you are. Let's do this thing. 7-day challenge. We're going to crush it. Let's get to the Sunday Shocker. Roll that clip.
And on today's Sunday Shocker, we have All right, guys. So today we have a man from El Paso, Texas.
Shout out to Khalid.
Who was arrested by the FBI and has confessed to kidnapping and sexually assaulting several dozen people while using costumes, drugs, and special effects to have his victims believe they had been abducted by aliens.
What? This is like some Criminal Minds,
right?
Stuff.
It's straight
was this
up a criminal,
episode of Criminal
it
Minds.
It wasn't, but I love Criminal Minds, and so it made me think like this will probably eventually be a Criminal Minds episode. This man is 73 years old. Like, he's not. I thought he was some young spring chicken. 73. And drugging people with, like, LSD, PCP, and just insane behavior.
This is crazy.
Yes.
What brings a person to get that intricate with their criminal activity. Like,
he didn't sit down and assess his mental health.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Chemical imbalance.
Yes. Like, he's a retired trucker, and he confessed to a total of 79 kidnappings across California, Nevada, New Mexico, and Texas over a period of 40 years.
That's crazy.
This is insane to me. Can you imagine someone kidnapping you and sexually assaulting you and trying to get you to think that you were really abducted by an alien and using drugs to do it?
That's crazy.
That's
behavior.
Insane. Like, that's just, like, he would, what he, okay. In order to confuse his victims even more, he had set up inside of his truck to look like an operating room and would wear an alien costume. So he did it in his truck.
He's bored. I mean, the life of a trucker must be boring. And this sounds like, I mean, he sounds like very bored. This sounds like the apex of boredom.
Of boredom. So now, like,
creating fantasies.
It's just crazy. Like, he would insert fingers and objects into various body cavities. And he had even created his own sex toys designed to look like alien tools and medical instruments. Like, this man was not playing any games. Like, he was creating his own toys. What?
This is really
crazy. This is
crazy.
I just can't. It really is a Criminal Minds episode. Like, it is some just, like, this is outlandish.
Outlandish behavior.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, guys. So, I shouldn't say avoid truckers.
Texas, Nevada, and some areas in California. Especially if you see a truck driver.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, we're not saying all truck drivers are bad, but this one was one bad seed. All right, guys. Don't forget to subscribe, to share the podcast with a friend, to leave a 5-star rating, and comment in the comment section.
Slide in the DMs.
Yes.
And follow us on Instagram @SaveSiblings.
And don't forget to read your Bible.